Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
I want to apologize for that last segment there with Mr. Big Willie. Oh, my God. I had no idea it was going to be like that. And then you got all the steel mill there and him being so abusive to me. And I've done nothing to this man. I've done absolutely... Hold on, see if the music's still playing. Yep, it is. So abusive. Here, I'm doing everything I can to help him become a professional broadcaster, to raise his performance level up to my standards. And I give him little, you know, helpful hints. Don't curse. Try not to be in a place that's too noisy because then nobody can hear you. You know, all sorts of really important things like that. And then he just ends up attacking me. I don't know what I've ever done to this man other than giving him a platform so the world can hear what he has to say from his Freightliner Cascadia 125, from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, which apparently is really decked out with everything. Apparently no wall-to-wall, so floor-to-ceiling. Sorry, no floor-to-ceiling TV. The aquarium's a nice touch, but no floor-to-ceiling TV. But apparently these cabs and these Freightliner Cascadia 125s are really quite something. Anyway, so I keep trying to help him, guide him, and this is the thanks that I get. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no idea. It's a challenge. Every day it's a challenge. All right, fine. So we've got, wait a minute. He just sent me a text. Hold on here. They were looking at me funny. I had to go. Sorry. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. They were looking at me funny. I had to go. Sorry. What kind of a lame-ass excuse is that?
Oh, they're looking at me funny. I had to go.
People look at me funny all the time. I don't go anywhere. But apparently, if you look funny at Mr. Big Willie, he'll go. How pathetic is this? All right, fine. So download the River Network app. And then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It is the, hold on a second, hotkey, the audio path of totality. Thank you. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth, and pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. Boy, it is tough. I don't understand that cryptocurrency at all. I really don't. I have no idea what a blockchain looks like. I don't know if I could put that chain in my pocket. I don't know if I have to bolt it or whatever to my wallet. I don't know. I have no earthly idea what this thing is. So anyway, so there's that. Dimitri Graffiti is coming up in just a bit. The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti: do not have your radio on in the background when you call. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. No one is going to ask you. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490, and Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. That's the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so, no matter what kind of disability you have, even if you're living in an iron lung, or if you're a quadriplegic, or if you got Tourette's syndrome, or beriberi, or whatever it happens to be, you can still call the show as long as you adhere to the rules of engagement. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, Dimitri, what if I'm a deaf mute and I call the show? Well, no one's going to stop you. No one is going to stop you. Our commitment to the Americans with Disabilities Act is absolute. And that's all there's to it. because that's just how we roll. All right, fine. So there's that. Israel. A lot of people are blaming Israel for owning a number of our politicians. President Trump, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Mike Rulli, on and on and on and on and on. They're blaming Israel for us going into Iran, for bombing their nuclear facilities. They said, well, our country, our president said, well, we just need to make sure they can't produce a nuclear weapon. All right, fine. So we did that. And then as the pressure started mounting regarding the Epstein files, President Trump says, well, we're going to go back into Iran and bomb them some more because they've got short-range missiles or long-range missiles or, you know, whatever today's excuse happens to be. But he said, well, there's no regime change. Don't worry, this is not about regime change. Then he blows up all of the regime. So there's a second set of regimers. He blows them up too. Now there's the third set. He said there'd be no boots on the ground. Now he's saying, well, all options are still on the table. We're now to seven, the number of Americans who've lost their lives since the beginning of this war. You call it a conflict or, hold on a second. I forget the different terms that they are using to downplay it, but it's a war. We attacked Iran. Iran did not attack us. Iran's problem is Israel, and Israel's problem is Iran, and they need to fight it out. But a lot of people are very, very upset with Israel, thinking that Israel has unreal power and influence in this country with our politicians. And by the way, they feel the same way about Big Pharma. And I've got to tell you, and I cannot make this any clearer, although I will try. Israel is not the problem. Big Pharma is not the problem. The politicians who are benefiting from this are the ones who have set up this system. They set up this system to benefit from it. They set up a system where they can essentially be bought. They like that, because that's how they make their money. That's how they make their tens of millions of dollars. They come in to Congress poor. They come out multi-millionaires. It's not because they're good with their stock market picks. It's not because they're clever investment analysts. Nothing like that at all. The game is rigged. It is absolutely rigged. Ilhan Omar, in fact, I've got one of the audio things here for you. Let me play this one. Hold on a second. Let me get this one. Nancy Mace had a very good point about this. I want to share this with you. It's about this Somali woman who comes in, makes virtually no money, and now is worth umpteen million dollars, and she married her brother to get into America. I mean, the lies and everything are unbelievable. So this is Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina, very smart, very hot, running for, I think she's going to be running for governor there. But she is making a lot of noise right now in Congress about Ilhan Omar and also about the slush fund that Congressman Mike Rulli, our congressman, voted to hide, essentially to protect the rapists in Congress. Nancy Mace is the one who is trying to have some level of transparency, the part of Congress. And so here's a brief interview of what she said. And again, as I've mentioned lots of different times, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. The Republicans talk a better game. On occasion, they'll do something right, like seal the border. But on the whole, especially when it comes to their ethics, or more importantly, their lack of ethics, there's really not much any difference, and very little actually changes in Congress, and that's by design.
Congresswoman, where do we stand on the investigation into Ilhan Omar? Obviously, there's some, questions regarding her citizenship. She's been referred to the Ethics Committee. Can we trust the Ethics Committee to actually be ethical and do the right thing?
Well, what's happened so far? I think the remark is always, let the process play out, right? That's what they always say, and nothing ever happens. I tried to subpoena her immigration records, her brother husband's immigration records, and it was Republicans that killed my motion.
Yeah, and what's going on with that? Do you have any more insight you can share on that?
As far as I know, nothing's going on, and nothing will go on. And that's Congress for you, because both sides protect the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's by, again, design. That's not an accident. That is actually by design. And so, if I were the Prime Minister of Israel, or if I were in charge of a big pharma corporation, I would know that I could buy members of Congress and do it legally, because that's the way the system is set up. So for all the people who are going on about Israel owns all of our senators, or virtually all of them, and owns Donald Trump and this, that, and the other, my response is, yeah, they probably do. Because they play the game better than many other people. But they're not doing anything illegal. They're playing the game the way the game is set up. Don't hate the players, hate the game. And this is what you get. When you have a system set up by these politicians to enrich themselves, they're going to enrich themselves. That's why they have it set up this way. And then they're going to blame Israel, or they're going to blame Big Pharma and this group and that group or whatever. Hold on again. As if Israel and Big Pharma and the rest are the bad guys. If they were the bad guys, there would be charges brought against them. AIPAC and all the Big Pharma lobbying groups and all that. There are no lawsuits being brought up against them, at least not that I'm aware of, because it certainly seems to me they're doing everything legally. You can legally buy these politicians. And of course, this is what you get. When you buy them, then you get them to vote the way that you want them to vote. And regarding Israel, it's like, all right, have American soldiers die in wars involving Israel, and spend all of your money on armaments and everything else to fight Israel's wars. And if I'm Israel, that's what I would have done. That's exactly what I would have done. I said, hey, I'm going to get my money's worth. I bought these members of Congress, and so now we're going to have them fight our wars for us. And that's exactly what's happening. But don't blame Israel, because Israel is simply doing what the rules allow her to do. Blame these politicians. And we have to start with President Trump. We have to start with him. I can't tell you how disappointed I am regarding his position on wars. Well, not so much his position. I mean, his words were great. But now his actions. I can't tell you how disappointed I am with that. But again, no one is breaking any laws, at least not that I'm aware of, because this is the way the system is set up. It is set up for you to buy them. That's how they get rich. And Lindsey Graham, just was more than happy to say that he's always for Israel, and then next we're going to be going after Cuba, and on and on and on and on. It's because they're all bought, or in some cases, blackmailed. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're bought and blackmailed. You blackmail them, but also you allow them to make as much money as possible so that they're compliant and they don't hate you. That's all this is. That is all this is. And we're going to have more wars, and we're going to have more controversies. We're going to have more deaths. We're going to have more all bad, 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 bad stuff. And the vast majority of it is because our members of Congress, that's how they get rich. By setting up a system that allows outsiders, Americans and foreigners, essentially to buy them. That's what you're looking at here with this war, the latest war with Iran. Our politicians have been bought and paid for, and now it's time for their owners to get their money's worth. And that's what is happening. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. Seven Americans paid with their lives for it. And God knows how many more. Lots of innocent victims. Collateral damage, we call it. Collateral damage. Nice phrase for innocent victims that we've killed. But that's the whole system right there. It is set up exactly, it is running exactly the way it is set up. That's the way to say it. It's exactly the way it is set up to run. So the bad guys aren't Israel or Big Pharma or some of these others. It's these politicians that many times you vote for constantly.